This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back for a final hour of power right here on a Tuesday afternoon. Back to work for everybody. Middle of February. Apparently, Snowmageddon is not coming. That's what I hear. I don't know. We went from like 18 inches of snow forecast on Friday and they did say, in fairness, they did say, you know, that these were the early preliminary models, what have you. My guy, the Birdman, who calls in on the show, is like a meteorologist by fascination, I guess is the best way to call it. He's got a weather service that he puts out on Facebook, and he understands it all. And, you know, whenever I talk about weather and I say, I don't know any meteorologists, well, he's not a he's not a certified meteorologist, but he knows what he's talking about, I think. And it doesn't appear, based on that and other stuff that I've seen, and I haven't studied it closely, it doesn't appear that we're getting much anymore, unless something changes, and maybe I read the wrong thing. But it doesn't look like it's going to be anything that bad, which I'm totally fine with. Anybody that is rooting for Snowmageddon doesn't understand a couple of things. One, like, when you have to drive in it, and when it all compacts, and when your car fishtails and skids all over the place, like, that's there is nothing fun about that. Nothing.
Shoveling it.
Thank you, AMAC. I mean, last week we got, what did we get, about 6 inches, 7 inches, to maybe depending on where you live?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I got 7 or so inches out here. In Loudoun County, dude, I was sore for 3 days because you're using muscles and parts of your body that even if you work out on a fairly regular basis, and I haven't worked out as much as I need to lately because I've been so busy. But, you know, I would say, you know, I'm certainly not a stranger to the gym. I tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
But my point being is, you know, how, like, if you play basketball, right, and you don't normally play basketball, you could work out every day. You could run on the elliptical. You could run around the track. You could do this. You could do all sorts of squats, whatever. You play basketball. You go hard. You play. And at a pretty elevated level, right? Well, your body is going to be a mess because the muscles that are required to play basketball are not the same as what you normally train and what you normally work out. Now, maybe they'll be a little bit less, but the point being is if you shovel or if you play basketball or if you play football or whatever and you don't normally do it, your body is going to be ravaged with pain, soreness, what have you, okay? And that's my point is, like, last week, just to shovel 6-7 inches, whatever it was, And I don't have a snowblower because it just doesn't snow enough here to make it worth it. But some people believe in it, whatever. I don't have one. Maybe I should get one. I don't know. But either way, I was sore for like 2 or 3 days. Like everything hurt even more than it normally does. So I guess my point is, oh, by the way, right? Not only is it not fun to drive in it, but it's also not fun to shovel in it. AMAC, you said the same thing, obviously. And on top of that, right? It, like, for parents that have kids in school, it just paralyzes them. They can't do anything because the kids are all off from school for days and days and days on end. And they already have enough days off. Already have enough days off. And it sucks, right? So the notion that people would get giddy over a snowstorm out of their own curious fascination is something I just can't apply to. I can't understand because it causes so much grief and just chaos that, like, I don't know how anybody could look forward to it. What is the fascination about it? Oh, wow, there's a lot of white stuff on the ground. I mean, okay. The white stuff's got to go somewhere. You got to do something with it. You got to transport yourself through it. Or you just shut down for 3 days, which is what a lot of people around here do. And hey, you know what? If you can do that and you don't have to shovel, or if you've got a snowblower, or if you pay somebody to shovel, good. Congratulations. I'd rather not deal with it. I'd rather not have to deal with ice and snow. So if the latest trends or the latest whatever holds up, right, where it looks like we might get maybe a dusting, maybe an inch, whatever, depending on where you are, and who knows. If that holds up, I will be very, 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 very thankful. I do not need to see any snow. I'm not one of these people that, like, melts when it snows. I just don't want to deal with it, right? So, I don't know. If that makes me a bad guy, makes me a bad guy. AMAC, doesn't sound like you're a big snow fan either, right?
No, and this is the thing. Like, I loved it when I was a kid, but This is part of being an adult.
Yes.
Like, things happen like this, and now you have responsibilities. Like, you have to take care of them. You got to make sure you have food in the house. Because, like you said, you can't leave. You got to make sure things are shoveled. And
how old are you?
29.
29. Yes. Okay, so I'm way older than you. Okay, so maybe you didn't do this, but When I was a kid, right, I didn't have to shovel because, you know, I mean, like, my parents did it. One, two, we got off from school, and three, like, the thing that you looked most forward to was, hot cocoa, right? Mm-hmm. Like, did you do, like, the hot cocoa thing as a kid and all that, like, where it was, like, really cold and snowy, or did you have, like, another thing that kids your age did?
We had hot cocoa, so that was definitely something to look forward to. Okay. But also, there was a large hill behind my house where that led, like, right to my driveway.
Oh.
So we would slide down that hill.
So it was fun.
Down the driveway, into the street. No cars were coming by. If they were, there was somebody in the street looking out, making sure no one, you know, got hit.
Yeah.
But, yes, another thing to look forward to. None
it
of
was
that
fun.
Happened anymore.
It
yes.
was fun.
None of that happened anymore.
See, that's the thing. Like, for kids, I totally understand why it's still fun. For an adult, I have no idea. I have no idea. Like, I love Coach Sheehan and Doug Cameron. They both get giddy like, you know, pigs in poop for snowstorms. And I'm like, no, please go away. Please go bother somebody else. No thanks. All right, let me get to this. So hopefully it's not going to snow bad. If the latest I heard was accurate, you know, again, I don't study models or anything like that. I just see things and I react. All right, let me get to this. Pete Prisco of CBS Sports put out his top 100 free agents list. We've seen a lot of top 100 lists ranking NFL players. That's more done in June and July when there's really nothing going on. This is a top 100 free agent list. Okay. And it's not only like just listing names, there's analysis obviously involved. So basically, Again, taking a look at the top 100 and ranked, the way he kind of feels they should go or they should be or they're viewed or what have you. And he's got Sam Darnold as number one at the top of the list. And I almost immediately scoffed and said, I'm not reading the rest of this list. Sam Darnold, get out of here. Then I realized that Sam Darnold, even though he stunk the last two games of the year, the divisional play-in game, or the divisional, or for the NFC North game, which meant that the Lions would be the one seed and the Vikings would drop all the way to the five seed. That game, and then obviously the playoff game in Glendale, Arizona against the LA Rams. Right. So everybody was completely out on Sam Darnold for those two games. Now, I've never been a Sam Darnold guy. I thought he was a terrible draft pick by the Jets at number three. When they traded up from 6 to 3 with Indianapolis back then and made that move, I thought it was a terrible move. I said it then on this radio station, or maybe I was with 106. I guess I was with 106.7 only at that point because the two stations weren't owned by the same company, blah, 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 blah. Either way, I said it over and over and over again. Sam Darnold is not my guy. I wouldn't draft him top three. I wouldn't draft him top five. I wouldn't draft him top 10. Well, obviously a lot of people have different views, including the Jets back then. And a lot of people thought, oh my God, the Giants are so stupid for drafting Saquon Barkley over Sam Darnold. I think we found out how that worked, right? Even though the Giants screwed up later on, I think we found out that the Giants were right. Either way, Sam Darnold now, even after the two bad games to end the year, is ranked as Prisco's number one free agent overall out of 100. Fine. I disagree. But I've never been a Darnold guy. I understand how this works. He plays quarterback. He was really good for the most part. He did have a little bit of a rough stretch. I want to say like right around week 10, week 11, somewhere in that range for a couple of weeks. But then he got back on track, right? And he only struggled again the final two games, which cost him a lot of money. Right. If he didn't struggle in those last two games, he probably would have gotten a 4 or 5 year deal and it could have been worth $40-45 million a year. That's what we were talking. Now it's probably more likely that Sam Darnold gets a 2 to 3 year deal. Maybe it's, I don't know, $30 million a year, which is still an absurd amount of money. But it's cost him probably that much. I'd be very surprised if he's a 4 or 5 year guy at $40-45 million per year. I don't know who's paying that. I mean, you're going to be really desperate to pay that, even though that's the market for fairly good quarterbacks. I mean, look at Trevor Lawrence. He's not great. Never has been. Only a figment of the imagination of the mass media has he been great. He got, what, mid-50s? Something like that? Something like that. I'd have to double check the exact number.
I think he came in at 50.
Okay. Maybe it was as low as 50. I thought it was mid-50s, but maybe I'm wrong. Either way, AMAC, he didn't deserve it. And Sam Darnold, I don't think deserves $40+ million. But we've seen other guys get that, right? We've seen other quarterbacks get that. So who knows? Maybe if you're Pittsburgh, right, and you're desperate enough to solve your quarterback situation, you pay a guy $40 million a year who you think, you hope, you pray is the right guy, that you can surround him, that you can uplift him, and with a better defensive performance down the stretch, maybe he can carry you to the championship game or whatever. Okay.
$275 for 5 years for Trevor. So $55 million.
Okay, so I was right.
Yeah.
$55 million a year. Okay. All right, good looking that up. Thank you. So either way, I mean, you don't expect Sam Darnold to get $50+ million, right? Per year?
No, not at right. all. Especially okay. to your point to how he played the end of last year.
Right. You would probably say, I don't know, between $30-40 million a year, somewhere in that range.
I think that would be a good price to him, okay. for him, but there are some desperate teams, so I can see that number getting up to like 45.
All right. Okay. So just let's leave it. Let's just say best guess 30-40, but whatever. Again, I disagree that he's the number one free agent overall, but because of the quarterback position, because of the scarcity, because of the desperation, what have you. Number two is a guy who we just talked about a little while ago, T. Higgins, right? Now, it doesn't look like he's going to hit the true free agent market, which is what a lot of people expected, because a lot of people didn't expect the Bengals to do the back-to-back franchise tag. Only dumb organizations led by Bruce Allen, who had wild amounts of chest hair hanging out of his shirt, do that with quarterbacks, right? I couldn't resist taking that shot. I know others have back-to-back on the franchise tag. As a matter of fact, the Commanders or Redskins or football team, I guess, at this point, did it with Brandon Scherff, right? And then he went to Jacksonville. By the way, Brandon Scherff is a free agent again. He's a free agent again. I wonder how that's going to work out. Josh Sweat was number three on the list. We talked about Josh Sweat, obviously, because of the Super Bowl, Eagles defensive end. Jay Gruden did not love the idea of Josh Sweat making a big-time contract because of his injury history and because of his inconsistency. Again, I think that is a little bit high on Prisco's list, but okay. I mean, you got to put somebody there, right? So I guess I can make an argument against multiple people. Trey Smith of the Kansas City Chiefs, right guard, is number four. Ronnie Stanley, number five, from the Baltimore Ravens, left tackle. Milton Williams, number six, interior defensive tackle, can also play out on the edge a little bit. Big boy, athletic, can get the job done, and he's only 26 years old and coming off a monster Super Bowl in a big year and so on and so forth. Drew Dahlman, center for the Atlanta Falcons, is number seven. DJ Reed, corner, Jets, number eight. Javon Holland, off of a somewhat disappointing year. Safety, Dolphins, number nine. And then Zach Bond, number 10. And I think everybody knows about Zach Bond. Now, we'll get into some of the rest of the list coming up. But I think this was really kind of interesting and important for the first. And now, again, this is not a top 100 list of players across the league. This is a top 100 free agent list. So keep that in mind. But the Commanders, you know how normally on these lists, top 100 this, top 10 this, they would have nobody. They would maybe have one person, maybe an honorable mention, that type of thing. And that was a sign of, their players kind of suck, right? Well, here, and again, keep in mind, this is just free agents. They have not one, not two, not three, not four, but five Commanders listed, not only in the top 100. AMAC, I'm going to give you something else. People, I'm going to give you something else. Five in the top 70. That's right. Bobby Wagner, number 35 overall. He is the top-ranked Washington Commander free agent. Now, you know, again, is that maybe a little bit disappointing that he's not higher, being that he was a second-team pro, all-pro? Maybe, but I mean, remember, Prisco's also taken in the fact that he's 34 years old, right? Diami Brown, number two on the list, at number 50 overall, so dead in the middle. I think that's, you know, I think that's fair. I haven't crunched all of the spots around him, but I think that's fair. You know, an emerging player, but one that emerged kind of late in the year, yet had a critical turnover, also had a critical drop in the Detroit game. You know, again, we can talk about Diami Brown. I think he's going to get paid more, especially with T. Higgins apparently not on the market, on the true market, but maybe I'm wrong. Zach Ertz is third amongst Commanders, number 60 on the list for Pete Prisco's top 100. Number 60. Free agent, top 100 free agents. Again, I think that's relatively fair. I think we all know that he's hurt because of his age, his prior injury history. That's the one thing that jumps out probably the most out of anything else from Zach Ertz. He played 17 games and then three playoff games. And sure, he got banged up in a couple of games, including the Detroit playoff game, and had to come off. That's, again, normal. But he was in every single, now, can that happen again? Probably not. But I don't know, if Zach Ertz can give you 16 out of 17 in the regular season, and if you play three playoff games or two playoff games, or if you play four, if you play four and he plays all of them and he contributes, I mean, how could you argue with that? Number 61, one spot lower than Zach Ertz, is Jeremy Chinn. Number 61. I think that's interesting. And I wonder how much of it is because Chin's not great in coverage, and also because he was on a one-year deal, and also he's had some injury issues in the past. But, okay. And then Dante Fowler, listed as an outside linebacker, obviously, you know, he plays more the edge position and doesn't set a great edge, but is a dynamic pass rusher. For the dynamic might be strong. He's a good pass rusher. 10.5 sacks, number 68 on the list. All right, we'll get to your calls coming up in just a couple of moments. But I also have a couple of other things that I want to incorporate into this. Again, this is just Pete Prisco's top 100 NFL free agents for 2025 and some potential targets that could certainly help out the Commanders. And I think you know some of them, but some of them you probably haven't thought of. So I want to run through a couple of those, and then we'll grab your calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
All right, continuing right along. Just a couple of more thoughts on this. Pete Prisco, top 100 CBSSports.com free agent list. So we told you about the five commanders ranked in the top 100, actually starting at 35, Bobby Wagner, finishing up with Dante Fowler at 68. I think you can make an argument for other guys. Tressway is not going to get there because he's a punter, but he should be on that list, quite honestly. He should, right? Should Jeremy McNichols, Jamison Crowder? I think you can make an argument for Olamide Zaccheaus. I don't think, again, McNichols or Crowder would really kind of belong, or Noah Brown. You know, I think that's all fair. If you look at it and you say, well, okay, they're not on the list. Noah Igbinoghene is not on the list. Benjamin St. Jude, I don't think anybody would argue with that, is not on the list. You know, there are some arguments to be had, but I think it's pretty fair. Remember, there are 32 teams of free agents. A couple of things that I wanted to point out that we haven't touched on just specifically, and then we'll get to the calls. On this top 100 list, we told you about Sam Darnold being number one. Number three, the top defensive player is Josh Sweat, again at number three. 8 sacks during the regular season, none of the playoffs until the Super Bowl when he had 2.5 and he had like 6 quarterback pressures and he was just a monster in that game. Now again, I told you what Jay Gruden thought about him, little injury prone. Jay, I don't think said injury prone, but Jay didn't really love him. Jay thought more like a good player, not a great player, not a dynamic difference maker, not a consistent guy. It was somebody on with Kevin, Mark Dominic, the former Bucks general manager, SiriusXM NFL analyst, that said Josh Sweat, people are concerned about his injury issues in the past. Milton Williams. I called him a big boy. He's actually not really a big boy. I mean, by NFL standards, he's big, but he's not a monster by any means. But he can play inside primarily, and he can also play a little bit on the outside as well. So he's got some positional alignment versatility, but he's ranked number 6. I kind of like him as a disruptor. More than I like Josh Sweat. Maybe I'm reading the wrong thing here, but, you know, getting to watch him play in person 3 times this year, kind of honing in on him at times. I don't know. I think Milton Williams might be a little bit more attractive to me than Josh Sweat. Number 8 on the list is DJ Reed, the top cornerback, right, from the Jets. Now, what you have to wonder is how much of his ability was because Robert Saleh was building a really good defense there. They had a good pass rush. And, oh, by the way, on the other side, you had Sauce Gardner. Now, that could work. That could kind of work against you, too, right? Teams are picking on you. But DJ Reed was pretty good, right? He's a tough physical corner. I tend to think Aaron Glenn and the Jets are going to keep him. I would be surprised if they let him out because that's the kind of guy that Aaron Glenn is, right? Aaron Glenn was a good corner, but he was tough, feisty, physical. But we'll see. I don't know if they can franchise tag him or if they want to or what have you. Another guy that could be certainly of interest, you know, we've talked about DeMarcus Lawrence as a free agent from the Cowboys. Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, Sharif Floyd, all that. They know him. How about this? A name that, you know, not really many people know. Osa Odighizawa. Another interior disruptor, right? 26 years old. Isn't, again, a massive man, but they don't want that either. They want quick play disruptors. Again, the notion that you're just going to be 340 pounds and chew up gaps, that's not common in today's NFL, right? Big, yes, big, strong, powerful disruptors. Not space eaters all the time that can't move. Because if you can't move, or if you can't stay on the field, or if you're not a big-time disruptor, like Vita Vea is a great run stopper, but he's also a pretty darn good interior pass rusher because he's big, because he's athletic, because he's strong, because he's this. Well, okay, that's the different type of player that a lot of teams are looking for. Yes, he was also a top 12 pick. But a lot of teams don't want 340 pounds and a dude who can't stay on the field, you know, for 15 plays plus a game and can only stop the run and can only take up space. They don't want that because they know that's kind of a liability, especially in today's tempo offenses. All right. Anyway, those are, I would say, four guys. And they happen to be in the top 11 of this list, but duh, they all fit in some way, shape, or form, very much so, what this team could be looking for. And, as we know, reportedly, they have the third most money. I do think they will be aggressive, but I think they'll be, what did I say last week? I think they'll be, I forgot the term that I used. Basically, they won't be reckless, but I think they'll be aggressive. And I think there's a difference. All right, let's do a final trending alert, and then we'll get some final calls in on the show right here and right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, from the NFL, the Detroit Lions coaching staff ripped apart. However, they are slowly adding to it after replacing Ben Johnson, who, of course, took the Bears head coaching job, with Johnny Morton, who's their new offensive coordinator. Today, they hired David Shaw, the name, very familiar, college football fans, the former head coach and longtime head coach at Stanford. He's interviewed for a number of head coaching jobs and offensive coordinator jobs in both college and pro over the last couple of years. But today he's been hired as the passing game coordinator by Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. So that's interesting there. Meanwhile, from the NHL Four Nations Faceoff Tournament, final game coming up Thursday night in Boston between the Team USA and Team Canada. USA beating Canada in Montreal on Saturday night. Charlie McAvoy of the Bruins not going to be able to play in that game for Team USA. Instead, he'll be replaced on the roster by Norris Trophy defensive winning defenseman Quinn Hughes, but Quinn Hughes will only be able to play if there's another injury on Team USA's defensive pairing. Meanwhile, from baseball, how about this? Opening day, about a month and a half away or so, and Joe Buck will be back behind the mic on opening day, one time only. So says ESPN. He'll call the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium on March 27th as part of ESPN's opening day festivities. He hasn't called a baseball game since 2021 when he left Fox. He, of course, used to be the primary baseball voice and called the World Series each and every year. Now just Monday Night Football for ESPN and ABC, and that's what's trending. All right, almost 3:40 right here on the Team 980. Let's get out to it on the phones before we wrap things up and before we run out of time. Try and get a couple of calls in here. We've been talking about Pete Prisco's Top 100 and how it works with the Commanders, and there's so many other names that I think could be of interest. One name I'm going to throw out real quickly that nobody's going to talk about, that nobody else is going to mention, nobody else is going to think about, but that's why you listen to this show. Not saying it will happen, but Aaron Banks, the starting left guard of the San Francisco 49ers, is a name you should keep in mind. I think if there's a spot that the Commanders would like to upgrade on their offensive line, that is feasible, that is doable, that doesn't break the bank. It is left guard. And I don't think that's going to come from moving Brandon Coleman inside. It could. I could be wrong. I don't know. They don't tell me. Okay? But I think for right now, like a veteran young option, a youngish veteran option that doesn't break the bank. And Aaron Banks is certainly, I think, one of those, even though his last name would suggest otherwise, one that is not going to break the bank, not to mention, don't forget, and again, maybe Adam Peters' evaluation of him is not good. I didn't get this from Adam Peters by any stretch. I didn't get this from really anybody. This is putting two and two together in some conversations, but, you know, it's not like somebody said, hey, Aaron Banks, Commanders. No, no, no. Didn't work out that way. Just somebody you should keep in mind that I think is reasonable and affordable and plays a position of need. Because remember, we don't know if Sam Cosmi is going to be ready to start the year. We have no idea. And I don't know if they know, right? It just depends on his rehab. I mean, who knows? And rehabs can be very, very, very tricky. So they might have to have Allegretti play right guard. Or they might have to have somebody else play right guard and Allegretti stay at left guard. Again, you have different options when you have more talent and more players. So just keep that in mind. All right, let's get out line one. Lou is with us on the Team 980. Good afternoon, Lou. How are you, pal? Or maybe not. Lou, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
There
what's
you
up,
are.
Man?
What's it?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know what happened either, so.
Nothing much, man. What you under the weather, man? What's going on with you,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, you know, it's the middle of February, and everybody's got diseases and sneeze all over the place and coughs all over the place. I got a little bit of something going on, so working from home today because I didn't want to infect the entire office.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, we want you to get better and
feel better and come to work next day,
tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll try.
Or Thursday.
I'll try. We'll see how we're feeling. You know, the one thing that's weird, I mean, I will share this. The one thing that's weird about, you know, being sick in this industry is it's hard to hide, right? Like, if you're sick in another industry, like you're in customer service or whatever, you might be able to hide a little bit, right? You might not have to do all the talking. You might not have to, you know, be with people. You might not have to be on the phone. It kind of depends on whatever industry you're in, right? But here, it's kind of like if I can't talk and if I can't keep up the energy for 3 hours, boy, is that going to suck.
I could dig that. I could understand that, man. Yep. Yeah, you need to be 100% and get that vocal, you know, that voice straightened out.
Yes, sir.
I think you'd be all right. But all right. As far as my list goes, you know, I think I said it to Big L yesterday. I say Myles Garrett and Tyreek Hill probably. Those are, if you have one and two, like a receiver, like who could take the top off for you. I mean, I know Deami got the speed, but he doesn't, you know, I don't know, man. He's not Tyreek Hill, man. Tyreek Hill, you know, he demand a double team. So if you could get him, I don't know what the cost is going to be, but I mean, we talking about you trying to win in the next 5 years. So before Jaden become, you know, get that big max money, then it will put you in a situation where you can't sign.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If you're adding Tyreek Hill, right? Obviously, you pairing him with Terry McLaurin for a year, and that's a hell of a one, too. The contract is, I'm trying to look it up real quick here, I think is pretty exorbitant, even though his speed and his talent is great. Clearly, he's 31 years old. He's under contract until 2027. Let me see. For this year, he's got a scheduled base of $10 million, signing bonus of 12.78, which wouldn't affect the Commanders, a per-game roster bonus of $1.8 million. So say roughly he might cost you, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of $15, $16 million, maybe a little bit more than that. I can't do all the math real quickly without figuring it all out and sorting out all the options and whatever. But just say, let's just say it's $15, $16 million. You can add that, right? And not have it blow out your budget and not have it piss off anybody and all that. The problem is one, you're adding a selfish guy. That is clear. A guy that really cares more about himself than anyone else in his life, and that has been made clear time and time again. In addition, you have to take on another year, meaning next year, 2026, at well over $30 million worth of cap room, and it could be upwards of $38-39 million based on the preliminary math. To me, that's a lot to take on, especially when you're going to have to do a new deal for Terry McLaurin, because he's a free agent at the end of this year. You might have to do the new deal this year, this offseason.
So what is it going to take for them to get, T. Higgins, he's okay, but he could stay in Cincinnati.
I mean, he's probably not going to be he's probably not going to be available.
Tyreek, he's not happy in Miami. I think he wants out. I think, I get the baggage. I get the notion that, he's not a good teammate, this and that and third. But if he comes to the right organization with the right people, which we have, and I think he'll fit in and play ball and all that drama stuff. I think he could leave that to the side and do that in the off season. But, I think to me, if we're trying to compete with, next door with the Eagles, I think we got to add either somebody like him I go as far as maybe, Debo. If it doesn't cost them that much.
And again, Debo's going to cost you, around $14, $15 million a year. Cooper Kupp obviously is available via trade. I would rather go with one of those two guys and a pairing with Terry McLaurin, even if I've got to give up a fifth round draft pick, because they don't have a fourth right now. They have one third, as well as their first, second, third. But to me, I would rather go in that area, because I know those guys aren't going to be pain in the asses. I know those guys are going to seamlessly fit into the culture or the brotherhood or whatever. The problem is it's thin pickings at wide receiver, at least the way I see it. One guy that I would kind of keep in mind that I think is their type of player, Mac Hollins for the Buffalo Bills. The dude that comes in barefoot to every game, not for that, but he's a sneaky productive player, and he's got some decent size. To me, he seems to be kind of like their type of guy. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try and get him.
Chris, that's the same as kind of, Terry, because he's not going to take the top off for you. But if you have a guy like Tyreek, he demands a double team. So you at least going to have your tight end open,
but you can't
running back and things like that.
Yeah, but if you have Tyreek and Terry, are there enough balls to keep everybody happy? That's a dynamic that I don't know if I want to risk, because Terry wants the ball. I mean, as great of a teammate as Terry is, as great of a team player as Terry is, as great of a dude as Terry is, he wants the ball.
That's going to help. Of course, that's even going to be much better for him if we have a guy like that demand a double team. That means Terry doesn't have to face two
that's
people,
fair.
So he'd be wide open all the time, so he could get the ball.
That's fair.
I mean, to me, I think that'd be the right move, but it is, we're going to see.
Come all right, thank you, Lou. Appreciate you.
I
got you. I think Tyreek Hill is like top shelf acquisition, and I don't even know at this point if everybody would consider it that. But last year at this time, everybody would. So I don't think he's fallen off that much. All right, let's squeeze in Little in D.C. here. Little, sorry to jam you in here, but I wanted to get you in before the end of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to make it quick. Shout out to your man, A-Mac. Look, man, let me give y'all some scuttlebutt. Man, DeMarcus Lawrence will be a commander next year, first of all. And we're going to go after either Coop or Atwell. I'm pretty sure we might pick up Atwell because he's going to take the speed off the – he got the speed to take the top off the ball.
Juju Atwell, yeah.
Let it go. Hey, look, another thing, Russo, let it snow. Because guess what? No killer germs, player. Come on, Rooster. I'm 63. You should know. All the snow kill them germs, man. Let it snow.
right.
Rain don't do too much as the snow, but the snow kills the germs on the earth.
Supposedly it's supposed to snow a little bit later on as well, which I wasn't aware of.
Last night, I was going to send y'all a menu down there of the new sirloin steak burger we got.
Okay.
He pick up the
How
phone.
About sending us some it's sirloin steak burgers? Don't send me a menu. Yeah, how about sending us some food?
He see me on the line, that old big fella, Lowell. He ain't let me in there last night. It's all good, big fella.
Thank you. I appreciate it. By the way, I was combining Juju Smith-Schuster and Tutu Atwell into one guy. It's Tutu Atwell, not Juju Atwell. But he is a free agent, and he is available, and he's only, 26? Small guy. I didn't realize Tutu Atwell was that small. It's like 5'10", $165. That's, he did play in all 17 games last year, 42 catches, 562 yards, no touchdowns for the L.A. Rams. All right, coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day, and then we'll turn it over to Craig Hoffman at 4 o'clock for his radio show, Graham, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, Craig Hoffman coming up next here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. But you know what time it is before we say goodbye. Oh, yes. This headline, life coach ends engagement. That's one thing. To walk a 500-mile pilgrimage in Crocs in order to find herself. I just have one bit of advice. I could easily find myself, and I don't have to walk 500 miles. But this happened. Kaylee Castle, a 36-year-old, and her ex, they got engaged after just 5 weeks together. I mean, how much could they know about each other, and how much could they actually love each other? She realized marriage wasn't for her. She watched a video on TikTok, which is your first mistake, then booked a plane ticket to Portugal to walk what's called the Camino de Santiago, which is a network of pilgrimage routes leading to a cathedral in Spain. She spent 5 weeks in Portugal walking the historic route in her white Crocs before arriving back in the UK just a couple of days ago. She is, again, 36 years old. She said she was feeling energized to start her life again. She's a life coach from West Yorkshire, and she said, "I had the realization that marriage can be limiting. Marriage is all about making compromises and sacrifices, and I wasn't willing to do that, so I realized maybe I was not a marriage girl." So this is apparently a way to get out of a marriage. For those of you that are engaged, for those of you that are thinking about tying the knot, walk 500 miles in Crocs. What can I tell you? Maybe you'll find yourself. All right, that does it for us and Dumb Dumb of the Day. AMAC, thank you. Appreciate you being so kind and working hard behind the scenes while I limp to the finish line here. My throat is killing me. So hopefully I will be back tomorrow. We will see. We will figure it out then. Craig Hoffman is coming up next, along with Anthony Haney. Make sure you give them your ear and your eyes on the Team 980 YouTube page, because they're much more handsome than me. That's coming straight up. Have a great rest of the Tuesday, everybody, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.